good to see everyone here this morning.
很高兴今天早上见到大家。
I trust you had a good week.
啊，我相信大家上一周都过得很好。
And I trust sometime this week you've met the Lord.
啊，我也相信在过去一周的某些时候，你有见过神。
During your prayer life, you've had enrichment in your heart.
在你祷告中，你经历了生活的丰盛。
Joy begins to flow.
那种喜悦在你心中流动。
And you're so glad you're knowing.
嗯，你知道你自己很开心，很高兴。
You see, that's one of the joys of serving Him.
嗯，大家可以看到，这就是服侍神的喜乐之一。
Being able to commune with Him anytime.
可以随时的与神交通。
Not just when you're in trouble.
不只是在我们有苦难、困难的时候。
But when you're feeling real good to want to thank Him for what He has done for you.
也在你满心的欢喜、感恩他在你生命中所成就的一切的时候。
There was a goldsmith.That was the head of a store. And he was back in the back, and a young couple came in, and they looked around, they couldn't find him. They called him, and finally he said, I'm back here. I can't leave. And so they went back to where he was, and there was a pot. And that pot was boiling. It's a melting pot. And they saw him just looking into it,And he said, I can't leave this. It's because there is a time that it is finished, and I must watch for it.
就是有一个故事是说，以前人们到一个这个炼金的这个人的家里，然后去找他，然后一直找不到，然后后来看到他在那个炉子旁边，然后那个人就说，我不能离开他，我必须要等在这里。
And they spent their time for a while watching it, wondering what was going to happen. How does he know when it's finished?
这些去找他的人就在那里一直看着这个炼金师在想他什么时候这个能够完成呢
you see, he was smeltering gold. He was bringing out the impurities of the gold.
你知道他是在炼金要炼出金子里最纯的那一部分。
In a very, very hot pot.
是一个特别特别热的一个炉子。
But finally, they said to him, how do you know when it's finished?
能够完全的看到我自己的影像的时候，那就是完成了，是很纯洁的这个金子。
This is actually Jesus wants of us.
这也是主耶稣想要我们做的。
He said, "I want a people that's gold tried."
我想让你们都是炼净的金子。
I want them for gold.
你们成为那最纯洁的金子，是最纯的。
And he said, "That's the kind of people."I want to populate heaven.
神说这是我想要进入天国的这样的人。
When we begin to see his face, when we look into the pot.
让我们看到那个锅里的时候，当我们看到他的脸的时候。
You know, life is full of problems, heartache, sorrow, suffering, sickness, and death.
我们知道这个生命中充满了各样的苦难、疾病和死亡。
People have many different thinking and philosophies and feelings right here in church this morning.
也许在我们当中，今天早上就有人有各样的这样那样的想法。
The air condition's on.
空调开了。
And some of you are saying it's too cold.
有些人可能觉得太冷了。
And then some of you back there are thinking, I wish they turned that thing up.
有些人坐在那儿可能会想，哎，这个空调能再温度低一点吗？
And others of you sitting there very comfortable, just right.
有些人坐在那里觉得这个温度正正好。
What's your perspective? It's how I feel and think about life.
你的观点是什么呢？你的观点看法就是你对生活的认识。
I hate to say feelings because actually feelings is nothing but emotion. Emotions go up and down.
我不喜欢说情绪或者感觉，因为它就是这种感觉是会上上下下不停起伏的。
You can never trust them.
永远不能相信自己的感觉。
One time you feel one way, another time you feel another.
有时候你觉得是这样的，别的时候你会有另外的想法和感觉。
Some things that you know is really very healthy for you, but I feel like I want it.
有些东西觉得不健康，但是你又很想要。
I know as a diabetic, that's happened to me quite often.
我知道这种事情有时候经常在我身上发现。
I looked at something that I really liked. I always enjoyed, and there it is, right in front of me.
有时候有看到一个我特别喜欢特别想要的东西就在我的面前。
Now with my feelings, I'm hungry. I want that.
我的感觉告诉我我很饿就是想要这个东西。
But in my reasoning, I realize it's not good for you.
但是理性的那个我告诉我自己说这个东西对我是没有益处的。
But many times I go ahead of it and eat it.
但是很多时候我就不管那个理性的我还是把它吃了。
Because I let my emotions and my feelings rule it.
因为我允许我的情绪和感觉控制着我自己。
And a lot of us are in a lot of trouble because we've let our feelings so often rule how we think.
很多时候我们让我们的情绪支配着我们的思想，以至于我们陷入各样的麻烦当中。
Where your thinking processes shouldn't have any, the feeling should be something that's last.
其实我们的这个感觉感情应该是在这个整个思想的过程中是最后一个。
So what I'm saying today is every one of us has sort of a different perspective of life.
我今天想说的是其实每一个人对生活对生命的看法都是不太一样的。
Now, many times those who are not Christians, the atheists, the skeptics, one of their main questions that they'll ask you, if God is so good, why does he allow suffering, sorrow, wars, and these things?
对于那些还不认识主耶稣的人，他们经常会问的一个问题就是：如果神是如此的有爱，他为什么还会允许各样的苦难和患难、战争、疾病出现在这个世界上
？Now are they thinking or are they feeling？
这个想法或者观点是出自于他们的想法呢，还是感觉呢
？Basically, that question is a very selfish question. I want to know why I'm sick and why these things happen because I don't feel like I do.Deserve it.
其实这是一个很自私的想法。很多时候，他想问的是：我为什么会受到这些患难或者苦难？我觉得我不应该有这样子的遭遇。
But the happiest people in life is ones that live in reality.
但是只有活在真实当中的人，他们所享受的生活才是最快乐的。
Now, as we think about that, of course, these things are really very true. We have war, sickness, death, sorrows.Terrible calamities in our lives, and we wonder why. But we have to go back to the root causes of these things, and not blaming God.
当我们看到生命中的这些苦难、患难、战争、疾病的时候，我们要真实的面对它，去想为什么会发生这件事情，而不是一味的去责怪神。
We see a long time ago when God didn't make a world like this. He didn't make it like.
我们看到最开始的时候神造这个世界并不是这样子的。
He made a beautiful place.
他造的是一个特别美好的世界。
Not a bit of pollution in it.
并没有这些污染啊这些苦难。
No problems with the weather.
没有这些气候的问题。
How do you know that? Because they didn't wear clothes. I guess there was no problem.
你怎么知道没有气候问题呢？因为在最开始的时候他们都没有穿衣服，所以当然没有气候问题了。
But he made the world perfect, and he made man perfect, because this is what God has to have.
神最初造我们，造这个世界是完美完全的，因为他所要的就是完全。
That's why he said, "Why be like gold tried in the fire? Let us be like that tried in the fire and come out as not pretty gold, pure gold."
所以这也是神为什么他说。我们要像经过火炼的金子一样，并不是最漂亮的金子，而是要最纯的金子。
So we see then that as we see this, then there is something that happened. It had to happen.
我们也看到在这过程中发生了一些事情。
And we know it's when man disobeyed God, turned from Him, wanted to be like Him, and God put him out of the garden.
人犯罪背离了神，想要。和神一样，想要得到和神一样的位置，于是神把他撵出了伊甸园，并且诅咒了这土地。
Now those that lived during that time, I'll tell you the truth, they lived pretty long.
在那个时代的人，他们的寿命是很长的。
If we read, I think it's the 10th chapter, maybe of Genesis, or maybe it's earlier. I'm not sure. Maybe it's the 4th chapter. I'm not sure.But it begins to list the people and how old they were before they died.
在创世纪前几章的时候，我不记得是具体哪一章有提到这些人在离开这个世界的时候都是有很高的年数的。
Probably had sickness and probably had some of these things, but it wasn't like it is today.
所以看上去在当时那个时代，也许有疾病，也许有各样的麻烦，但是跟我们现在是完全不一样的。
Even though man then had things, they lived long, they became evil.
但是虽然当时的人能活很久，但是恶也进入了那个世界。
Because of the principle that was born within their hearts, and it just grew and grew.
因为他们生来所带的那种罪性，在他们心里一点点的变大。
So they got so evil that they're very wicked.
所以
their very imaginations were wicked.
所以他们的每一个思想，每一个想法都变得弯曲变圆。
You think we're far from that today?
你觉得我们今天离那样的世界很远吗？其实没有。
Pornography, rape, adultery, fornication is everywhere today. So we're sort of getting back to that time when God had to destroy the earth by fire.
我们今天世界上也充满了恶行各样的奸淫不好的事情。其实我们仔细看现在的世界和神用大火毁灭的那个世界没有差很远。
Now, when we had the flood, and that flood damaged this whole world, they're finding it out, and as they study the geology and so forth, tearing out a lot of different places.
地理学家他们发现这个在大洪水期间整个的所有的山川所有的地表的一切都是被毁掉都是被覆盖的。
And every man, every woman, every plant, all of those things in the sea, they died.
所有的男人女人各样的植物动物在这期间都死了。
They rotted.
而且都腐败了。
And we see bacteria, viruses, all types of things to our world today.
我们也看到在这个腐败的过程中各样的病菌病毒也开始在这个世界上产生。
So we say then, why is there sickness if he's a good God?
所以当我们问如果他是一个好的神的话为什么会有各样的疾病呢？
Because we... Now he didn't say, man, I'm giving you sickness, but the progress of sin brought what we have today. Now when it comes to wars, does God start wars?
我们来谈谈战争、oh. 是神发起了战争吗？不是的。
It's men like Kim over in North Korea. It's men like Hitler. It was men all over that started these wars because they wanted to be great. They wanted power. And they're going to go, and they want what other people have. And this is what has caused was man.
其实战争的发起者永远是人，不管是在中东还是北朝鲜，其实都是某一些人，他们想要变得更伟大，他们想要得到别人的东西，于是发起了战争。从古至今，发起战争的都是人。
So when they say, if God was a good God, we wouldn't have wars. It isn't God alone in his sins. And man carried it the rest of the way.
而是人自己陷在罪中，而让罪产生了这样子的结果。
Should we have these things?
作为基督徒我们也需要有这样子的病吗？
Listen, my friends, this thing that happened to the world is universal.
亲爱的朋友听我说这些在世界上发生的事情。
And God made that clear when he says it rains upon the just and the unjust.
这些事情在世界上发生我们都会经历正如神说的他降雨给义人也给不义的人。
And what we sow, we reap.
人种的是什么收的也是什么。
I look at some of the pictures of people, myself too, when we were young. You know, we didn't look so bad.
我自己有时候也看我自己的照片或者别人的照片，看我们年轻的时候，看上去还是挺漂亮的。
But some of us sort of pretty, you know?
很多人都看上去很漂亮。
But look at them 70 years later. I don't care how pretty you were when you were young. We're not going to...
你年轻的时候有多漂亮，我们这里不是要做一个选美比赛。
So you see, life itself has this progression, and what in living in this world, breathing the air, meeting up with the bacteria, having some of it within our bodies, it makes no difference. It's there.
所以我们在这个世界上生活，我们呼吸这样子的空气，经历这些事情，也接触这些细菌， 这样的患难苦难就会来到我们的身上。
God, man wants to blame God because man feels like they deserve ease and comfort in life.
人们想要去抱怨神，是因为他们觉得他们应当得到一个舒适安逸的生活。
And if this God is so good, then why aren't we all like that? Well, we see why we're not like that.
如果神是好的的话，为什么我们不都是像神一样好的呢？
Then I think some of the things is we fear we deserve a fair world. I want to, why should I have that? It's not fair.
或者有时候人们会说，这并不公平，为什么我会经历这些呢？这不公平。
Christian, why shouldn't we have these things? We live in the world.
基督徒们，我们为什么不可能经历这些呢？我们活在这个世界中。
My friend came to me when we had the hurricane that blew the roof, part of the roof off my house and destroyed so much and,She came to me, she said, oh, Sister Schwartz, I can't see why this would happen to you. You're a missionary, working for the Lord.
我之前当我经历飓风，我的房子几乎被毁掉的时候，我的一个朋友来到我家，然后跟我，你为什么会经历这些呢？你是服侍神的人呀。
I looked at her and I said, why not? My roof was bad.
然后他就说，为什么不呢？我的这个屋顶就是不好了呀。
We want to blame the Lord for our roof being bad?
我们不能责备神，因为我们的房顶不好。
We have to sort of understand that we're in this world, we're going to face things, we're going to have to, and a lot of it, you know, we do bring on ourselves.
我们在这个世界中，我们要明白，我们需要面对经历这些苦难，那很多也是我们自己造成的。
Why do I, you know, I have to be diabetes, but I knew my grandmother had it, my mother had it, my father had it.I was a wonderful candidate, but boy, I still ate. And eventually I got it. Sometimes when we feel like, what's wrong with my heart? Well, if you looked how big your stomach is, you might know what's wrong with your heart.
就是妈咪说她自己有这个是糖尿病是因为她的家人就有，所以她自己当然理所可能会被遗传。
We use and abuse our lives and then wonder what's wrong.
我们很多时候就放纵我们自己在这个社会中世界中享乐，然后会自己问怎么会这样呢？
You know, sometimes, like I said, we deserve what we're going through.
那很多时候我们所经历的是我们应得的。
Because of what we've done in the past, what we lack to do in the future.
是因为我们过去所做的一件事情，或者我们还没有将来没有做的一些事情。
So we really have to understand that some of the sickness and sorrow.I go through and sadness I really have brought myself up to because of bad choices.
很多时候我们经历疾病或者一些难过的时刻忧伤的时刻是因为我们自己做了不好的决定。
You'll go by your feelings and wonder why God doesn't do this and why God doesn't do that for me.
当然你也可以由着你的感觉情绪走去责怪神为什么发生这样的事。
Many, many times though, it's undeserved punishment. We're innocent of it.
但很多
We didn't really do anything.
但很多时候这样子的患难苦难其实我们是无辜的是不应得的我们没有做什么不好的事情。
And Job suffered and went through sickness. Job didn't do anything.
就像约伯，他经历患难，但他并没有做任何不义的事情。
But Job became a wonderful showpiece for God.
但是神也借着约伯向这个世界展示。
He said, Satan, now look at my servant Job.
神就可以指着约伯对世人说，看我的仆人约伯。
But that wasn't the only thing that happened to Job.He began to learn things. God began to teach him things in that sickness.
他在疾病中不只成为了一个神的很好的见证，而且他自己也在学习，神亲自的来教他。
Sometimes it's avoidable. Some of our things that happen, reckless driving, walking in front of a car, AIDS, a lot of things that we have done that was avoidable.
也有很多的患难是可以避免的，比如说危险驾驶，比如说从车前面穿过，或者说艾滋是可以避免的。
Why that accident? Why were they killed? Because they were speeding.
为什么有这样子的车祸？为什么他在车祸中丧生
？Somebody else's carelessness.
因为他在超速。
But of course, then there's the ones that's.
当然，也有一些患难苦难是没有办法避免的。
Some diseases, some wars, those kind of things are undeserved suffering for. Millions of people.
一些疾病或者战争，他们对于成百上千的人来说是不应得的事，但也是无法避免的。
Now sometimes as Christians, we feel like we shouldn't suffer. We shouldn't have these sicknesses. There's groups that feel very strongly that way.
作为基督徒，有的人很坚定地认为，我们作为基督徒不应该受这些苦难，受这些痛苦。
And maybe even yourself, you feel, well, you know, I shouldn't have to suffer. I'm a child of God.
甚至你自己也许都会觉得，我是神的孩子，我不应该有这样子的患难和痛苦。
So you begin to think to yourself, is there a lack of faith? Is there sin in my life?
所以你开始自己问自己，是因为我小信吗？还是我生命中有什么样的罪？
Sometimes it can be, but most of the time it's just because you're living in life.
有时候是因为小心或者罪，但很多时候是因为我们就是在这个世界中生活。
Some people will say, just read your Bible, that'll solve your problem.
有些人说就读圣经好了，读圣经可以解决所有的问题。
Well, you can't solve something you've already broken.
如果你已经把一个东西弄坏了，你很难是把它再拼起来的。
And then we recognize that sometimes people feel like as Christians, God owe it to us.
但有些时候可能作为基督徒、
like my friend did.
就像我之前那个朋友一样，他觉得这是上帝欠他的，或者上帝欠我们的。
God doesn't owe any of us anything.
神不亏欠我们任何人任何东西。
We have a debt that we can't even pay.
我们欠神的，我们自己都付不起。
To him. Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
It's a very amazing thing.
这是一件多么神奇的事情。
And because you can't feel it many times, you feel like there's nothing there to it. But God is not feelings.
很多时候你觉得你感觉不到它，你感觉不到神的存在，但神并不是一个感觉。
He said that you must know that I am. Now that is a sense that if you have doubts about God, you've got to pray and ask God to help you to know that He is. No questions.
神说你要知道我是，所以当你有疑惑的时候，你对神有疑惑的时候，不要去争论，不要去辩驳，而是要祷告，让神来向你揭示他是那一位。
He said, "You must know that I am, and that I am a rewarder of those that diligently seek me."
神说他要奖赏一切寻求他的人，他就是那一位。
Well, as we go on, we're going to see that suffering does have a purpose for the child of God.
我们也看到这样子的患难对神的儿女来说是有他的目的的。
You say, Sister Schwartz, how do you know that?
你怎么知道呢？
My sickness has never had a purpose. That's because you never allowed God to use it for the purpose that He wanted to use it for.
也许你会说我的疾病是没有意义的，没有目的的，但是那是因为你从来没有允许神使用这个经历为他自己来做工。
Or you just don't believe the promises of God.
或者你就根本不相信神对我们的应许。
We do, but I'm afraid we don't at all the time. He tells us in Romans, the eighth chapter, that we know that all things work together for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
神在罗马书中应许我们说，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是照他旨意被召的人。
Now that is a scripture that is not easy to believe and grasp hold of, but it's true.
也许要完全的相信这一句经文很难，但是它是完全真实的。
God even allowed you to go through some things in your sinful life. That would make you begin to be sick of yourself so that you would look toward Him.
神允许你在生命中经历苦难，然后让你在苦难中愿意抬头来仰望他。
He deals with every one of us, not just me or the pastor or the elders or the singers. He deals with every one of us.
神在我们每一个人身上做工，并不是只有牧者，或者说只是或者他或者别人，在每一个人身上都有他的工作。
That one we were singing today, talking about if all others goes, I'll still follow. Listen, every one of us are on this path between us and God, not between church and whatever else. We're on this path between us and God.
就像我们今天刚才唱的诗歌一样，即使没有人与我同行，我也要与神同行，因为这条路是神和我之间的，而不是神和别人或者我和别人。
And so that means I have to look after my own salvation.
这也是说我们每一个人都要寻求我们自己的救恩。
You might come to church, you might come here because you like the place, or you like to hear the messages, but that's as far as it goes with some of us. We've got to go further.
也许对于有些人来说，你只是喜欢来到这里，喜欢听诗歌，喜欢听讲道。但是我们不应该只停在这里。
You've got to begin to get hold of God in your life.
你要学会开始在生活中紧紧地抓住神。
There's not one of us here that if we would get hold of God and obey Him and allow Him to work in our lives, that you wouldn't be outstanding Christians as you mature your life.
当你真正的完全的抓住、啊、完全的信靠神的时候，你就会成为一个成熟的、一个完全顺服神的一个基督徒。
God works differently with each one of us.
神在我们每一个人身上做工的方式都是不一样的。
But the final result is that we know Him and we become more like His Son.
但是他做工的终点都是让我们更加的像他。
Now the Romans also, Paul tells us here in the fifth chapter, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings.Why? Because we know that suffering produces perseverance, it produces character, and it produces hope.
罗马书也告诉我们说，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。为什么呢？因为患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And we begin first with the perseverance.
我们首先要在患难中
Sometimes it's a sickness that goes very quickly with medicine, but sometimes it's not.
有些时候你的疾病也许很快吃了药就好了，有些时候这个疾病是要经过很长时间的这个痛苦和患难。
But as we begin to accept it from the Lord and say, Lord, what can I learn from this?
但是当我们直视我们的这个疾病患难的时候，我们问神，我们从中能学到什么呢？
Then as it begins to talk to you, your character begins to expand.
当你这样问的时候，神就会愿意开始对你说话，然后让你在忍耐中也生出老练。
With that comes our hope.
老练中生出了盼望。
What is our glorious hope?
我们最荣耀的盼望是什么呢？
Eternal life with Jesus and God our Father.
是那与神同在的永生。
So he's saying sickness should draw us.Toward looking to Him. Sickness should put within us a desire. This is not where it ends. This is not all there is. I have a hope. One day, I will never have pain.
所以当我们在疾病中的时候，我们要知道这并不是终点，这并不是结束，而是我们在疾病患难中要生出那样子的盼望，知道有一天我们不再有疾病，不再有痛苦。
You see,We have to learn the facts as some did. By receiving it as from God, Job learned many lessons.
我们看到约伯他接受这样子的苦难，承认这是从神来，神允许的，他也在当中学到了很多功课。
And when it was all over, God gave him double of what he had before.
当这一切苦难过去的时候，神给他的是他之前的两倍。
If you read closely,He said there the girls that he had were beautiful girls. God said that in his word. He was saying these girls were prettier than the other ones.
如果大家仔细读的话，也看到神最后给约伯的说，这些孩子是比以前的更漂亮的。
I want to tell you, I have learned this, that with it all, whatever happens, if we're a child of God, it's in it. It's in it. We may suffer for a while,It may be hard for us a while, but as God works it out, gives to us even better than what we had before. That's what happened to me when my house blew, you know, when they had all that tragedy and the hurricane.
我能这么说也是因为
I told you before, my house at that time was what they call a house where you would go to in the winter time to enjoy. It wasn't a house you're supposed to live in all year round. It was for camp time. It would the weeds would grow through the walls. Yeah.
我这么说是因为我自己有这样子过去的经历，就像我刚才跟大家分享的啊，那个飓风摧毁了我的房子。其实我当时住的那个房子并不是一个很好的全年都能居住的房子，而更像是一个夏天的一个临时的住所。那个房间里长满了杂草。
I would prefer tomatoes, but it was weeds. You know? My house really wasn't that stable. It was not. It wasn't even insulated. And then God.Huffed and puffed and allowed Satan to blow it down.
所以我的房子其实当时并不是很坚固的，也不是很好的。
And what a difference my house is today.
但神就允许撒旦把这个房子借着飓风就弄倒了。但是你们现在去我家的话，看到我现在的房子是特别漂亮的。
My old house had we put in a new kitchen in this old house.
在我那个旧的房子里面，我们
Now, when I said,
安了一个新的厨房。
We put in a new kitchen. I don't mean we called a carpenter. I mean me and my father and an older man. And if you had seen that kitchen,
这个厨房是我和我爸爸一个很年长的人一起来弄的。
I don't think you would have asked us to build for you.
但我认为那是一个很好，但是如果你看的话，你可能觉得不是那么好。
But when my house was like that, they gave me a beautiful new kitchen with all these beautiful cabinets.
但是当我看到我的这个新的房子里面有一个特别漂亮的厨房。
I'm saying all of that is that we did suffer. We had to leave our house. We had to go to another one. We had to move all our stuff. We had to. It was bother and trouble, and it was some suffering with it, with my mother and myself too.Physically,
但是
God,
当我们经历这一切的时候，从那个旧的房子被摧毁到搬到这个新的房子里，其实我们经历了很多的痛苦，要搬家，要整理东西对我和我妈妈来说都是挑战。但是我们看到
That may not always happen, but it did. God sent me a far better place.
但我们看到神最后为我提供的是一个比之前好很多的一个地方。
But I think the most wonderful thing about some of the pressures and sicknesses, God begins to purify us, taking things out of our life, helping us to see how in some things we're not doing what's right. And begins to purify us as Christians, not talking about unbelievers, because many times they get grumpy, they get all kinds of things, they even commit suicide.
但我们看到神让我们经历这些，很多时候是要炼净我们，让我们变得更洁净、更纯洁。这是对基督徒而说的，而不是那些还不信主的人。
But I'm talking about as we allow God to use these things in our life, we get a little more humble. We begin to see we're not as strong as we thought we were. We're not as capable. It didn't take very long to bring me down.
当我们允许神使用这些患难的时候，我们看到神使我们变得更谦卑，让我们看到自己的不足，让我们看到我们自己并不是像我们自己想象的那样能做很多事情。
It becomes a test of our faith.
这也成为我们信心的一个考验。
You know, as you get older, things drop off of you. Now, I mean you can't do this anymore.And you can't do that anymore.
当你变老的时候，你会有这样的想法，觉得自己不再能做从前自己能做的很多事情。
And you're so forgetful. You put something down somewhere, and you say, "Where in the world did I put that?"
很多时候你会忘了自己做的事情，把东西
放在
这儿就忘记了。
You go in the kitchen and you say, "What did I come here for?"
你到厨房里，然后想，哎，我来厨房干什么？
You know, these are the things, and we begin to.Cannot do as much and can't do as well, and sometimes that stretches, and we have to test our faith. Lord, you got to help me do this. Help me.
在这样的情境中，我们很多时候是要来自己检验我们的信心。我们要向神呼求，神啊，你来帮助我们。
And you know what I found out that helps me the most in these times?
你知道在这过程中，我发现的对我自己帮助最大的是什么吗
？Is acceptance.
是接受。
This is something that you and I, when we can learn to accept things that we cannot change,
当我们学会接受我们不能改变的事情的时候
and allow God to help us in other areas of our life,
让我们允许神在我们生命的生命当中做工的时候。
Sometimes it's because we're children of God.
或者是因为我们是神的儿女。
We see Job was tempted by Satan.
我们看到
And God allowed it.
约伯被撒旦引诱，但神允许这件事情发生。
He allowed it because he wanted to see really what Job was made of.
他允许这样子的事情发生，是因为他想看约伯到底是怎样的一个人。
So sometimes there are temptations in our life that Satan brings to us, and it really gnaws at our faith.
那很多时候我们生命中有各样的诱惑和试探，撒旦用它来诱惑试探我们的信心。
So we see then, and it helps to mature us.
我们也看到这样子的患难或者经历让我们变得成熟。
As we begin to learn how to be more patient, how to be more acceptable, how to see ourselves for what we really are, how to recognize that our hope is really in God, we begin to mature.
当我们学会忍耐，学会接受我们自己的本身的样子，学会将信心定在将我们的眼睛定睛在神给我们的盼望上的时候，我们自己也是一个成熟的过程。
And you know, that personal faith that can come to us because we have trusted God and we sense that He is doing something in our life. It was Job that found this out.
看到神在我们身上的工作的时候，我们自己的信心也会被建立，正如约伯所经历的那样。
Job said, I have heard of you by the hearing of my ears. Isn't that all of us?But he said, but now my eyes see you.
约伯说我从前风闻有你，这是不是像我们当中的很多人一样呢？但约伯说现在我亲眼看见你。
And what we have to go from is where we hear God by ear from others, but what we need is to know him by sight. The eye of faith we're talking about, by sight.
我们很多时候会听到别人的见证，别人的经历我们风闻有神，但更多的时候我们要有自己亲身的经历，我们要亲眼的来见到神。
So we want to be more than overcomers. We want God to use us in all the areas of our life, even in suffering and sickness. Then there are some things we have to understand. We have to understand, as I've told you before, we have to accept the reality of things.
我们要允许神使用我们的患难，我们的痛苦在我们的身上做工我们更重要的是也要接受这个现实。
That's why many people go in depression. They can't accept the reality of things.
很多人得了这个抑郁症就是因为他们没有办法接受这个现实。
That's why they get so in despair and they feel like there's nothing worth living for. It's because they haven't accepted it and let knowing that God wants to do something in our life.
很多人产生抑郁的情绪是因为他们没有办法接受这样子的现实，觉得自己活着没有意义，没有看到神为我们所预备的。
Decide to grow. I'm going to let God use this to make me a greater person.
我们要允许神使用我们的苦难让我们变成一个更好的人。
I'm going to take time to commune with him.
我要花时间与神来交通。
When you're lonely, you can talk to him.
什么时候自己一个人的时候都可以与神来说话。
Change your perspective of things.
要改变你看问题的看法和想法。
Get rid of this isn't fair.
不要再想这不公平。
Get rid of the fact of, you know, the Lord shouldn't do this to me.
不要再去想觉得神不应该这样对我做。
I don't deserve this.
我不应该有这样子的经历。
And in doing that, you will change your attitude.
这样做的话，你会慢慢慢慢地改变你的态度。
Friends, we have to live in life, but God has always told his children, you live the way I want you to, and I will take care of you. He didn't say he would take us out of it, but he said, I will take care of you.
朋友们，我们在这当中经历，我们在这当中生活，神允许我们说我们做我们当做的，他会来看顾我们所不能做的。他并没有说要把这些苦难患难从我们的生命中拿去，而他说他会来看顾来保守。
When I was in my 30s, early 30s, until about 6 or 8 years, within my years of my 30th years, I got very sick. I had a hard time. Sometimes I couldn't work. Sometimes it was just agony for me. I had to face some things. But you know, I've often said, I wouldn't go through that again for $1 million. But I wouldn't take $1 million for what I learned.
我在我年轻的时候，我曾经有一段时间病了很长时间，病得也很重，以至于我都不能够工作。我对自己说，我即使给我几百万块钱，我也不要再重来一次。但是就这几百万块钱也换不来我所学到的那个宝贵功课。
Like Paul said, whatever state I'm in, he's happy. Why is he happy? Because he's in that state? No, because he loves God.
就像保罗说，在各样的环境中他都能够接受，是因为他知道不管在怎样的环境中神都在这里，而神爱他。
This is the desire of my heart for this church.
这也是我自己对
that every one of you will know him for yourself.
这也是我对这个教会对每一位的盼望。
That every one of you will commune more and study his word.
希望你们每一个人都能真的建立个人和神的关系，认识神。
There isn't anything in life that the Bible doesn't answer, but you've got to search for it.
能够自己跟他交通，更多的研究学习神的话。
I want us to be a church without spot and wrinkle before God, not before me. You don't have to live what I want, but before God. And when he comes and when the trumpet sounds, you're ready.
愿你们每一个人都能够真的真实的活在神的面前。当耶稣再来的时候，你已经准备好了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Oh Father, thou dost love our people so much.
主啊，谢谢你，你爱我们。
Far more than they'll ever remember. Or ever be able to understand. Far more than they can comprehend.
你的爱超过了我们能够想象，能够理解，能够接受的范围。
Lord, help them.
主啊，帮助他们。
Help each one of them to desire to know you.
帮助他们，让他们愿意来更多的认识你。
To seek your face.
去寻求你的面。
To read your word.
读你的话语。
To talk with you.
与你交通。
So that their lives will be complete.
他们的生活得以完全。
In Jesus.
主耶稣。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you.